Hello, my name is Alex. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Curtin County. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask for a donation.
All right.
All right, may I speak with Astri Antoinette Locke?
That's me.
Okay. All right. Would you prefer to take the would you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in Curtin County?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you say your sex is a male or female? Sorry, we just always have to ask.
Happen. My friend said I'm half and half.
So
I'm
would that be female? Okay. Thank you. All right. First question. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other office on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay. All right. Thinking about past elections in Curtin County for local offices like county board of supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you vote not in those races?
I vote always.
You always vote?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Splendid. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Curtin County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
The wrong track,
okay. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say no. Okay, let's see. So, first one would be Kim Salas.
Somewhat
favorable.
Favorable.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, totally the bottom, whatever the least favorable of all.
Okay. All right. Very unfavorable then. All right. Gavin Newsom.
Yes, favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable, would you say?
Very.
Very favorable. And Leticia Perez?
And about in the middle. I don't have a big opinion about her at all.
Okay. No opinion, neutral. Okay. All right, next question. Okay. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Just fair.
Okay. Next question. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given the chance?
If there was someone new to think about, I would probably say someone new, but I don't think she's going to have an opponent.
So do you think she deserves to be reelected, or do you still think someone new should... To be elected, or
I'm skip that one because I don't really have an opinion one way or another.
Okay, all right. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Kamala.
You're cheering me on here, listening to you.
All right. Well, sounds good. Okay, next question. And if the election for Curtin County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
I don't have an opinion yet.
Okay, all right, no problem. Okay, no problem. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Kim Salas or Leticia Perez?
Again, I have no opinion on that.
still no opinion. All right, no problem. Next question. Okay, please tell me which one of the issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. All right. Okay, so I'm going to go down the issues. So please tell me which one is the most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor. First one is jobs in the economy. Second one is crime. Then it's homelessness. Then it's county taxes. Then it's housing costs. Then it's roads and traffic. Then it's climate change. Out of those, which would you say is the most important to you? Jobs in the economy, crime, homelessness.
The economy.
Okay. All right. Now, let me read you a statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, yes, or not a convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Okay.
Opinion.
Okay. So the first statement says, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, streetlights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. So would you say that's, is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, or little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas?
A little convincing.
A little convincing? Okay. Next statement. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. So that would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
A little convincing.
Okay. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. What would you rate that? Very convincing.
A little.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
A little.
Okay. Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Very convincing, somewhat, little, or not at all convincing?
Ain't going to happen. It's not at all. I don't see that happening.
Not at all. Okay. All right. Next question. Okay. After hearing more information, if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assemblymember District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote for, Kim Salas or Leticia Perez? Or?
I can't tell you that I've done enough
still
research
undecided. Okay. All right. I'm going to read it to you again because we can't skip questions. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean, Kim Salas, Assemblymember District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
I wouldn't have voted for any of them. Still, again,
okay.
I haven't decided. Don't have the information.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your patience. We're about 73% done with the survey. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. First statement, as county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Does that raise very serious doubts, or just serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your own mind about Leticia Perez?
I have no opinion on that. So you pick whichever one you want to put.
No opinion. Okay. All right. Next one is, Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Does that bring you very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Serious doubts on that.
Just serious doubts. Okay. Next one. Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Does that give you very serious doubts, serious, minor, or no real doubts?
I don't have an opinion. I don't know what kind of rules there are, so no opinion on that one.
All right. Next question.
You're starting to gather a crowd now.
All right. Just allow me one moment, please.
I'm going to tell you, I live in senior housing. There were a bunch of us sitting around here just chit-chatting, and now we've got six, seven, eight of us sitting here going, listening to you. And
shaking
our heads.
Right, okay. Maybe they might get the surveys as well and be able to answer them as well. Okay, so yes, ma'am. Next up, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
I vote for the person. I voted Republican sometimes and sometimes Democrat. But right now I'm a Democrat.
Okay. But right now you consider yourself a Democrat then?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat then?
Well, I'm a strong Democrat.
All right. Okay, so thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative? I'm sorry, as a conservative.
I'm pretty conservative.
Okay. Very conservative then, or somewhat? Very?
Well, just various, yeah.
Okay. All right. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Four degree. College?
Yeah.
Okay. Would that be some college? Or two-year degree, four-year degree, or just some college?
I've gone 4 years, but I've never gotten a degree because I keep changing my major.
Okay. All right. Next question. All right. In what year were you born?
46.
Okay. Next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, if you consider where I live, about a third of the people here are Hispanic.
About a third.
But they're not in my personal household.
No. Okay, then. All right. Thank you for answering that. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed?
What did you say? No, I'm not that. I'm white.
White, okay. All right, let's see. Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Astrid.
Okay, you said Astrid?
Astrid with a K on the end.
With a K, okay. A-S-T-R-I-K then, right?
That's correct.
Okay, let's see what else is next. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
So are you going to send me a prize trip to Hawaii or something?
Oh, no, ma'am. I wish I could, but we thank you very much. Not many people.
Okay, this is kind of fun because all these folks were listening in.
It was. Well, I'm glad they were able to listen and see what was going on.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, thank you. You have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Somebody nice.